Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl Linda Botter. Phone lines here, 221-1402. We're here on 1400, but if you're a little bit way out there, we also are broadcasting on 1670. In the studio today is our producer, Kelly.
Good morning.
How you doing, Kel?
Good. 1670 comes in really good. I was in Shingletown yesterday.
It does. And there's even spots in town that you have to almost switch over to 1670. And speaking of switching over to my soulmate, what a segue.
Did you switch over?
Just to you know.
Well, good morning, good morning. How do you feel? I mean, how does your body and your muscle, how do you feel? Well, your muscles.
After yesterday, it's everything's okay except there's one spot on my thigh that refuses to move.
Well, we want to encourage you to join us today at Adamson's Peak Performance. We're going to start a circuit. Yesterday, we worked out with this guy named Mike, who's a trainer from
Nashville.
And there is the most. It is the most unusual system. I know that the system they use for the Nashville football team. What are they called?
Yeah, the Titans. Titans use it, and they use it with kettlebells and stuff.
So it's a kettlebell, and didn't we? It was called the
Turkish get up.
Oh, I thought it was the turkey get up.
Yeah.
I felt like a turkey getting up, can I tell you? But we did it. So, yes, the muscles are throbbing, but it's in a good way. It's not, yeah. I don't feel fatigued in the muscles.
Well, and we're going down there today at noontime. We're going to go do their circuit course, and we're inviting our listeners to come on down. I think we can put 12 people in there. And it's free.
And it's free today.
Yeah, just come on down and take a look at it.
But 30 minutes.
Again, it's the thing about, you know, staying in shape because, you know, with the way that our medical is going, the way that the economy is going, if there's a way you can keep yourself healthy and so you can avoid, you know, down the road having huge medical bills and having to go in and see the doctor every other day, you know, that's what we try to do. That's what we're trying to espouse out here, which kind of leads us to our show today.
That's right. For many of you who get up early, like we do, it always seems like the early morning and a cup of coffee go together. We are going to be talking about caffeine with our expert doctor who comes in and lights our room up, Ms. Trudy Pratt. Good morning, Trudy.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, we're gonna get to that as soon as we come back from our first break. It's Carl Linda Botter, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. And before we get to Trudy, Bill, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
You're up, Bill.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I called a couple times, but your show was so interesting, I thought I better postpone it and not interfere with your speakers.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I was calling about that. That's been painted over really softly about the four states wanting you not to smile on your driver's license because they're making photo things where they can pick you out.
They don't want you to smile?
Yeah, they don't want you to smile on your driver's license in Nevada and that because what they're doing is they're putting together behind the scenes of a face recognition where they can identify people, computers by their facial features and then cross-check it with DMV and find out who the person is.
Well, you know, the face recognition software we've been trying to, they've been building for over a decade. And the idea is in fact, I think they even used it during Super Bowls. Well, they will be taking, you know, be scanning everybody's faces and then trying to run it to, you know, through the software to see if it identifies anybody.
Yeah, they're evidently doing quite a database on it behind the scenes there. What scares me, Carl, when I'm calling about it, is because it seems to me this administration has already said if you don't agree with us, you should be put on a state watch list, a terrorist list even. And I'm afraid, like, the Tea Parties and things like that, down the years, it's going to wind up being pick you out of a crowd if you don't agree with something, and pretty soon you're on a state enemies list of some kind.
Well,
that really scares me.
Well, the idea of a government being able, the government has so much power, and one of the things we're going to talk about today is where freedom won last night at the city council. But you're right, you know, this face recognition software is being used, and I'm sure that there's many of us. It's already in that database.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is what about DNA? You know, it's in the military, everybody had to have their DNA taken. And the reason for that is you know, you get into a catastrophic incident, there's just pieces.
Right.
You know, so you understand it. But, however, supposedly, once you leave the military, this DNA sample is destroyed. You know, say, I don't know if that's true or not. You know, it's supposed to be. You know, at some point, you know, do you go back in and say, hey, where's my DNA? And they'll say it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, so there is so many intrusions into our life. You know, you get into, you know, the Terrorist Watch Act, you know, and so they're listening to phones and they're reading emails. Now, most people don't care because most people, you know, almost all of us are law abiding. We don't really care about it. However, again, it's an encroachment on our freedoms. And guess what? You know, it went on during the Bush administration and people were screaming about it. Well, you know what? It's going on now in Obama. Nobody's screaming as much about it.
Well, you know, Carl, everybody seems to be terrified of him. You know, even the powerful businessmen with lots and lots of money are just scared to death of this administration. And, I mean, that's really scary.
Well, I think that pushback is starting to come on some areas. You know, he hasn't been a total failure in things he's done, and it's still early. We've still got to watch. But the thing is that people have to be aware of everything that's going on, which is why we have shows like this.
Oh, yeah.
And if you have, so people can call in and say, hey, this is what's going on, and it bothers me, whether it's somebody that's agreeing with it, you know, from a more liberal point of view, or somebody from a more conservative point of view. Anyway, Bill, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet.
Our guest today, Trudy Pratt. You might have read her wonderful articles that she writes in Reading.com. The latest one is something that I think we all need to take a look at. Are we drinking too much caffeine? Good morning, Trudy. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Well, you know, part of bringing that topic today is I wanted to help inform people or educate people, have them ask their own question whether or not they're drinking too much caffeine. And when we look back at the research, we realize that we're drinking now about 4 to 6 times as much caffeine as we did 30 years ago. And so there was a time when kids really didn't drink caffeine. There was a time when if we had a cup of coffee, it was a lot weaker. And so this day and age, a lot of kids have coffee first thing in the morning, and then they're moving to their energy drinks in the afternoon. And same with adults. You know, adults may go through Starbucks a few times during the day or Dutch Brothers. And it's not so much that, you know, part of my question and part of when I, you know, we now have a syndrome called caffeineism of people drinking too much caffeine. And there are very specific symptoms that I want to go over. And part of our question today is just to ask callers, you know, take a little inventory. Are these symptoms you?
Can we go over some of the side effects and symptoms?
Yeah. So a number one symptom of too much caffeine is having anxiety. Also, it'll pop you down into depression. And those are huge problems in our, you know,
in our culture.
In our culture, yeah. We're medicating people for these things. And
yeah.
So trouble paying attention, attention deficit. You know, what problems do we have with that in this studio? I'm sorry. That's because Carl is over here being
making
cute.
Faces.
Yeah.
Yes.
We like to think of this as attention deficit radio. We skip from subject to subject very quickly.
I like it. Another symptom would be that of being hyperactive, digestive problems, problems getting to sleep. It's very common for people to drink too much caffeine during the day. Then they're awake. Their body won't process it through all the way. Then they have restless sleep. So they're getting just probably half the amount of sleep they need. And what's the first thing they're going to need in the morning? a bunch of coffee. And so we start this cycle where you're drinking too much caffeine during the day, and it's time to get that restorative, reparative sleep. You just can't get it. And so if you're having these symptoms, a way to start would be really not having caffeine afternoon, and to see if it'll clear your system by then, and to see if you can then sleep soundly.
Well, great. We're going to ask Trudy to come back and be with us here this morning in the first half. You might have a question, 221-1402. Are you drinking too much caffeine? We'll come back with some more of the side effects and alternatives. This is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Hours are 9:30 to 4 Monday through Friday, and by appointment. You want the finest choices in jewelry, go there. If you want your jewelry redone, go there. Best prices for gold, go see them. We trust them, and they have great deals. All right, Trudy, let's go to the phones here, because we have somebody that said caffeine. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I was intrigued by Trudy's comments about the vicious cycle of caffeine and not getting enough sleep and all of that. And I've noticed a new trend amongst those that are over 21 and drinking age, that they're having their Red Bulls with their alcoholic beverages in the evening. Any comments on that? So that's just chock full of caffeine and sugar.
I know. Gosh, I can't think of anything worse. And so, I mean, I'm certain that they're up pretty late after they've had that much caffeine and that much Red Bull. I did take one tiny sip of one of those beverages once just to, you know, someone asked me to try one. And, boy, just with one swallow, I was, you know, it was like 5 in the morning when I got to sleep. So I couldn't imagine. I would be dead if I drank an entire beverage like that.
And yet they're inebriated from alcoholic beverages, but they're wired as well from the Red Bull.
Right. In fact, I know someone.
It's a dangerous combination,
in my opinion. I know someone who calls those beverages a fight in a can, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
A fight in a can.
Yeah, because it's a canned beverage, you know? So you can kind of sit. It's kind of crazy to mix those two together.
Yeah.
Well, thank
you. And that's all I had to comment on. So I just wanted people to be aware that it's adding to that dangerous combination.
Well, I want to talk about, and Kathy, thank you so much for your phone call.
Yeah, good point.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. But what about these hotshot beverages, Red Bull and such, on kids? Because you see kids drinking them all the time.
They drink them all the time.
Yeah.
They have about 160 milligrams of caffeine, which is, you know, a little more than a cup of coffee. And it's just sort of, you know, their mouths are just hooked to them all day long.
What does that do for a child who's underdeveloped?
Well, for any child, I mean, the effect of caffeine on a child is it's more dramatic, and so their bodies haven't developed, so the impact will be greater. So when you have a kid at home trying to do their homework, trying to listen all day in class, you know, what's our problem with kids? They're up on the internet until 1 a.m. And so, you know, and then they're in school and they just can't pay attention. They're too tired. And it's really true. They're tired. They just haven't slept enough.
Well, in the youth culture, Red Bull is the hip thing. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Skateboarders.
Monster,
and
yeah.
Monster, right. When we come back, we're going to talk about the secret places that we have 3 minutes to go still. Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about caffeine can be hidden.
Yeah. Well, right now there's a trend for people to drink green tea. And green tea, as much as it really does have a lot of anti-cancer and health supportive benefits, it's a caffeinated beverage. And so it's not that strange for people to drink green tea all day. And so, you know, I've had a case in my practice where someone's mother ended up in the hospital 5 days with an irregular heartbeat, and she didn't realize green tea was caffeinated. And so, you know, it's just, there things? So I think that's a big one. Another place where you would find caffeine would be in soft drinks. It would be in iced tea. You know, this time of year, you know, with a meal out, your iced tea gets refilled four times while you're having lunch or dinner, and that's a heck of a lot of caffeine. And so part of our awareness today is just having people take their own little inventory and just say, okay, we are at a place here where we need to be a little healthier. And so we need to, you know, we need to have really functional people. We need to learn in school the information provided. And so I would suggest that if people are having attention problems where they can't focus, or if you just can't focus on making breakfast, you know, scale back your caffeine use.
The Roadrunner returns.
Well, good morning, Mr. Bach.
Roadrunner, you made the trip to the wall. We're going to talk about that at some other time, but you wanted to talk about energy drinks?
Yeah, it was interesting. I just was tuning in to get my fix of your show, and you guys were talking about a topic that's near and dear to my heart after this return trip. Two of us made the trip back from Arlington in 4 days, and the last day was 903 miles.
Well, you didn't do the iron butt?
No, we could have, however. After doing 903 and knowing that we could have gone an extra 100, we probably should have. But
you should have.
Talking about the caffeine drinks, there was not a day going either east to Arlington or coming back that at some point I didn't experience what I call the droopies, where you were just fighting off wanting to just drift off to sleep. And I tried everything from not eating very much to eating, you know, three times a day to everything, and I still was having it. So at some point, when we stopped for fuel, I picked up one of those five-hour energy things. And I know it's high in caffeine and it has some other kinds of elements, but I want to tell you, and I don't drink a lot of caffeine, but boy, that solved the problem. And I probably consumed 2 to 3 of those, even though the instructions say only 2 a day.
Hey, Roadrunner, we got a hard break here, but we want to talk to you later. So, you know, congratulations and thanks for the phone call. Call in the bot, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Our guest today is a nutritionist, chiropractor, and all into natural stuff. And thank you for being with us, Trudy Pratt. And we've been talking about caffeine and the addiction of caffeine and how it's harmful to your body. What happens? How do we scale back?
Well, if you decide you need to scale back, and, you know, I like the last caller because he really did point out the benefits of caffeine. You're on a long drive. You need to stay awake. I can't think of anything better. It's a drug. It's addictive. And if you do find you're having some of the symptoms that we've talked about today, then the idea would be to start to slowly scale back. Say you're making 100% coffee in the morning and you're drinking it throughout the day. You might want to slowly start substituting a little decaf in the morning with your caffeine, and maybe suddenly you're drinking, you know, you're putting a scoop of half caffeinated coffee in the coffee maker, and then half decaf, half caffeinated, and slowly you're scaling back. If you go cold turkey, you're going to have headaches, you're going to have all sorts of problems, and it's just not worth it. It's worth it to be a moderate and slowly move back. One of the things we're drinking in the studio today, we're trying a decaffeinated chai.
Delicious.
Which is just a bunch of herbs, a bunch of spices, cloves, nutmeg, cinnamon, etc. And made into a tea. I've added a little real maple syrup, a little bit of cream, and we're just sipping that today. And so for some people who like to hold on to a warm beverage, maybe you have a cup of coffee in the morning and you move to something decaffeinated that you can lug your mug around for the rest of the day.
You know, we're drinking it. It's very tasty. I don't know how, but Frosty lit his and is enjoying it.
All right. It could be good iced tea, too.
It would be good iced tea. Yeah. You're right. And so, you know, today it's about just taking your own personal inventory and see if you can make a step to improve your own health. And part of coming on this show, we're giving ideas to people where they can try to improve their own health.
John, you're going to hit everything, I guess, this time.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Thanks for waiting.
Hey, first of all, about the caffeine. I just sent you guys an email about a study that's been done on the benefits of caffeine and a comparison between people who were allegedly addicted to it and non-addicted to it and the effects it has on their cognitive resources and whatnot. It's kind of interesting. You might want to review it.
Thank you.
And you could give it to Heidi if you wanted to.
Trudy, but thank you.
Trudy, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Now, what I called in about, first of all, I want to mention that there's a gentleman posting on Craigslist who is offering free haircuts and beard trims to vets who might need it. He'll go to your home, he rides his Harley up to your house if it's Harley friendly, and he'll give a free hair, he's a professional, give a free haircut to vets. And if you'd like, I'd like to give you his telephone number so people can contact him.
Absolutely, and we met this gent.
Alan Pence.
Right, when we started out on the ride to
Missing in America.
Missing in America project, and he was riding there, and that's when we found out that he's had his own hair salons. He's had a number of things he's done, but that's right. He gives free haircuts to veterans, especially the ones that are, you know, they can't get out.
Yeah, and we thought it was such an interesting guy. He lived in Maui and had his own salon in Maui, and then he came up here to help take care of his mother.
So what's his phone number?
His number is 244-7385. And he said also if you're homeless and whatnot and you can get through on the phone, he'll come and find you and give you a haircut if you need it.
You know, this is this fellow's doing this out of the goodness of his own heart. You know, he's not getting anything for this.
I think it's pretty great.
Well, yeah. It's another example of why it's great to live in Reading.
Okay, I got two questions.
Okay.
Do you guys go through your email while you were working there on the job on your show?
No, we don't. We're getting that set up, though. I think we're going to be able to start that next week.
Okay.
We're working, you know, feverishly to do that.
I sent you guys an email last night concerning illegal immigrant cards that were approved in Oakland last night at the city council meeting 6-1.
I saw that. I checked email this morning and saw that. That's one of the little things we were going to talk about, that they were going to give out ID cards to illegal immigrants.
It's amazing that a city like Oakland, that is also on the verge of going bankrupt, has no money for food programs, for lunch programs for kids, or health programs for seniors, or anything else, seems to be able to come up with millions of dollars to create an ID card that's going to give the illegal immigrants in Oakland a free pass from being deported. And it's the first step to taking away the status of illegal and making them legal immigrants.
You know, and considering the problems that the state is in, and a part of it is stuff I got out of a blog from some gent named Beecham here about how much trouble we are in this state, that they, you know, we're cutting jobs, we're cutting programs, we have no money, and the people have spoken. And then yet you see these other, you know, but nobody's addressing the fact is how much of this money is going to people here illegally. So I hope they address it. I mean, the people have spoken. They've had enough. But will they do it? Who knows?
Evidently, we haven't had quite enough because the vote was 6-1 in favor of these cards, and it was introduced by a gentleman named De La Puega.
Hmm.
There's a surprise, I think.
Is that Hispanic?
Might be Spanish origin. I'm not sure.
Okay, John.
Anyway, I just wanted to say to Trudy, I think this is great that you're bringing to attention the abuse of caffeine. However, like anything else, in moderation, it's a wonderful, drug. I don't know. It's a great stimulant for thought.
Okay, John, thank you so much for your phone call.
Talk to you later.
You bet. Okay, Trudy. I mean, but I think that's what you said. I mean, it's anything that's in moderation.
Oh, absolutely.
Including moderation.
One thing I would like to mention is that when we look at the lives of people who have lived to be 100 plus, they were moderates. They drank a little coffee. They smoked a little. They had several careers. You know, they were very moderate about their lives. They weren't doing anything over the top. A lot of our topic today has to do with asking people if they're having these symptoms. And so clearly, maybe John isn't one of those people. Yeah. I mean, we know coffee makes you more alert. You know, you're talking faster, having more fun suddenly for a little while. But it's that, are you overdoing it? Are you having secondary side effects to something that is now no longer being supportive to your health or your life? It's now working against you. And that's our question today, really.
That's great. You know, Dr. Trudy Pratt, you always come in with something for us to think about, and something, again with health. You know, we talked a little bit about that circuit training where we punish your body. But, you know, I believe in so many things, if you do anything in moderation, that probably, you know, some things, no matter what you know, how moderate you do it, it's not going to be really good for you. Smoking, let's just say. But there's other things I think if you can control it and control your use of it, that it's not going to really harm you. it can help you. But again, it's nice to know symptoms when we've pushed that envelope.
Right, I think so too.
Thank you for being our guest today. And do you have a website?
I do, drtrudypratt.com.
drtrudypratt.com. And you also are a blogger and write wonderful informational blogs in Reading.com.
Right. I have a monthly column in the Record Searchlight, and then I have a blog on Reading.com where I'm yakking away about health ideas and concepts.
Well, yak away here anytime on Free Fire Radio.
Thanks.
Hey, this is Carl Linnabot here on Free Fire Radio. We've got a caller that wants to talk about coffee. We're going to get to George as soon as we get back. We'll hold Trudy for another minute. But we also want to address what happened at the city council last night. It was pretty interesting. It was a vote for freedom last night. And I want to talk about that, too. So, Carl Linnabot, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl Linnabot. You know, I really like this ad because we're talking about it, but let's go visit Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. A walk-in humidor, Espresso Joe's with the finest coffee, and you can get extra shots in that coffee if you want.
And decaf and tea.
And decaf and tea there. You're absolutely right.
And wine.
Beer, wine, and they support our community. People think that I go on too much about Tobacco and Brew, but I've just seen all the good things they have done for our community, you know, Joe and Shelley. So I don't care what you think.
Well, let's go to the phones and talk to George. George, who your topic is coffee. Good morning, George.
Hi. Yeah, if you didn't know it, you can get immune to coffee. When I was in the Navy, we drank it every night. I can drink about 40 gallons right now, and it won't keep me awake.
Way to go, George. That's wonderful. I think that, you're right. You are immune to it. And if you can sleep soundly on 40 cups or 400 gallons or 4,000, good job.
Yeah, I can do it. I wish I couldn't because I go down driving down the road and I need something to wake me up and it doesn't help. So I don't know anything else but that it would. That's not an asset.
Well, you know what? If you're driving down the road, maybe if you just drive like a mad porcupine in your lap. And that could keep you awake.
I kind of think you're right.
Hey, George, thanks for the phone call.
You bet.
Okay.
Mad porcupine?
Well, you know, that's the only thing I could think of. Well, there's other ways, too. If you take a mouse trap and you're a guy, never mind.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's
Shall
talk
we change
about,
the subject?
Let's
Thank
talk
you.
About freedom. Freedom occurred last night at the council, city council chambers. A number of things went on there. The first 30 minutes of it, of course, was an open discussion, and Tank came up again. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But last night was discussed the closing of all city-owned facilities to smoking. As you know, they did it for the library. Now, and there's different reasons. People are saying, well, you know, guys, you know, a lot of people use the library. There's kids there, and people are smoking out in front, and we just need to close it completely in that area. Well, you know, part of it, you know, people said, oh, it's because the homeless people are there, and they didn't want them around. And there's just a number of, you know, maybe not quite obvious reasons, but they closed it to the library. But then Mrs. Stiegel and MacArthur wanted to close it all. So, you know, here's the thing I don't like about it. Again, we talk freedoms. They announced it the first time on Thursday night. So that gives very little time for anybody to see it or even know about it. I was called about it on Monday. And even when you go to the city council chamber and you look at the agenda out there, the agenda that covered that part of it was covered by a wooden strip in the where they post it, where you couldn't even read it, which I found amusing too. But then they got in there and they said, well, you know, we just want to discuss it, you know, that Shasta County is voted to go public, you know, no smoking in public places. Okay, that's fine. We talk about bars, restaurants, things like that. But to close it to all facilities, Dick Dickerson stood up and he goes, hey, wait a minute. You know, has there been complaints? Have we been inundated with complaints that none of us saw? You know, was this, you know, are these things going on that people are complaining? And of course, the answer to that is no. You know, Kurt Starman says no, it wasn't. In fact, there may have been more complaints about Big City Dream or Big League Dreams. Patrick Jones says it's just another slice of freedom taken away by city government just coming in on, you know, three people making a decision that affects so many without even discussing it. And then Rick Bassetti says, look, he says, you know, people that are smoking, you know, they know the risk of it, that, you know, that to try and impose this ordinance is going to be very difficult. And he's right. you know, right in the middle of cutting everything back. And then we go to, okay, it's illegal to smoke in the park. It's illegal to smoke on boat ramps. It's, you know, that's the other thing too, is before you vote, what did you mean by that? Does that mean at the Civic Center, okay, you can't smoke in the Civic Center. You can't smoke outside the Civic Center. You can't smoke in the parking lot of the Civic Center. Does that mean you have to like jump into the Sacramento River and float downstream for a mile before you can smoke? And then you couldn't smoke because you're wet. The bottom line is that, you know, ill thought out ordinances are unenforceable, and it just ruffles the community. Just like another thing they were talking about, they were going to talk about, was taking the notification of people out of newspapers for the ordinance changes or new ordinances. We don't need to put it in a paper anymore. Let's just put it on the internet. There's something wrong with that too, because a lot of people don't use the internet to find out about ordinances. You've got to go to certain spots, and so you just take them out of the paper.
So is this something they discussed last night about the ordinances?
I'm not sure if they discussed that one last night. It was, believe it or not, it was an editorial in a Record Searchlight I actually read, and amid fits of mirth other times, but this time it made a lot of sense. So, you know, to me, is why cut off avenues right now? I mean, maybe in 10 years. Let's look at it in 10 years, because, you know, people, a lot of people read that paper, and they get the information from that, and they get it from the show. And so we can only cover so many of these, though, at one time. We got to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. And, Tom, you're up next after this. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, Tom, you're up.
Hey, how you doing? I just tuned in. I heard you last week talking something about this smoking ordinance, and I wasn't following too well. Did they pass that?
Nope, they didn't. Last night, Mary Stiegel and Missy MacArthur wanted it, and Rick Bassetti, Patrick Jones, and Dick Dickerson said nada.
Well, I don't smoke. I hate cigarettes, but I'll tell you something. I think we're kind of getting carried away here a little bit with some of these no smoking ordinances. I think they're going overboard. You know, you notice how the pendulum has swung clear back to the opposite extreme? I graduated in 1970 from high school. By the mid 70s, they had a cordon place roped off with cords where students smoking there. You know, and I remember the teacher's lounge used to just smoke was come out of there. Anybody didn't smoke was stupid. You know how they stood it. So they did away with all of that. But now it's gone so far that they're going to pretty quick make you stay in some kind of a special cubicle to smoke. And I don't like smoking. I'm glad the fact that they don't allow it in restaurants. But it seems to me it's going a little overboard when they tell somebody they can't even smoke on the street or anything? Or?
Well, they said any place that a city facility is owned. So, I mean, it'd be parks, it'd be the Civic Center. But it wasn't even clearly defined. Does it mean that if you go to get in your car at the Civic Center, you still can't smoke in there? It's imposing. It's a small group of politicians imposing their will on people without maybe clearly thinking this through. And that's why these are so good to have open discussions with, to let people mm-hmm. come in there and talk. I mean, it's, you know, I don't smoke and, you know, but I also know is that people know since the 50s or early 60s that smoking's not good for you. If you choose to smoke, smoke. If you want to, you know, if you're going to have the problems with, that's fine. Don't sue the tobacco companies, because you knew that it was bad for you.
Yeah, I agree with you there, but it seems like we got what I call nicotine Nazis that just want to control everybody's behavior. And I just wonder if medical marijuana would be exempt if somebody was wanting to smoke pot in the park, because I can't stand the smell of that stuff either. I've never used it. If because that's a medical thing, that would be okay. That would be just about how crazy our society would be coming.
Okay, Tom, we got to run. Thanks for your phone
call. Thanks for your input. Our next caller, Dick. What's going on June 11th?
June 11th is the Shasta County Duck Hunters Party at Anderson River Park. We have bought 6 pallets of decoys to raffle off, along with 4 shotguns, and we're giving away 1 Brunelli shotgun if you wear a camo. So get all the duck hunters, the outdoor people, anybody who wants to support wildlife habitat, they ought to come down to this party.
Okay.
June 11th, 6 o'clock, Anderson River Park.
Thanks, Dick. Hey, we'd like to give a plug, an unashamed plug for a business here. We're not a sponsor, but we've gone to them a couple of times, and it's Lino's Italian Deli. And it's there on it's on Eureka Way.
Next to Groovy Grooming on Ace Hardware is.
And I tell you what a great deal they have there. Pizza and salad and a drink for like $5 or $5.99.
And the pizza they make, it's really good. Yeah. And the other day I drove by there and I said, gosh, I'm so hungry. I just remember they made pizza. So two pieces of pizza and a Coke for $5 and the special, like Carl said, it could be either pizza, pasta, the salad bar and a drink for $5. So we ate for $10 yesterday. It was really good.
Yeah. You know, and again, we like to let people know today, you know, the economy's tight that if you can stop by and you can get a place and, you know, and Guido and his crew, there, his wife and the young man that works there. Great service, friendly people, and the food's really good. Okay. The rest of the week, Thursday and Friday, is going to be completely open line. Anything that you all have, you bring it on. Okay, I want you to tell me who actually said this. People come to me all the time pleading, don't cut my program. They tell me how the cuts will affect them and their loved ones. I see the pain in their eyes and hear the fear in their voices. It's an awful feeling. But we have no choice. Our wallet is empty. Our bank is closed. Our credit is dried up. We are in a crisis. We have run out of excuses. We have run out of time. And the people have run out of patience. Who said that? Governor Schwarzenegger. And he's absolutely right. The people have run out of patience. It is time. The people have spoken and said, fix this. Fix it now. Live within your means. Unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of cuts in our budget.
Well, we have to start with home and how we change our own personal lifestyle.
And that's true. I mean, you've got to treat it like you would your own home. You don't have a steady stream of money coming in you can just waste on it. And it is true. We're broken. We're broke people. But now it's a time to fix it. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
I said you let me slide. I have the rent for it, I'm all the next, I don't know. So let me slide it on, you know, people. I notice when I come home in the evening.